Okay, so quiz for the few of you here who are religious school. So we have talked about, they're making faces. We have talked about the fact that when your friends from school ask you what Hanukkah is, and it's like kind of complicated, more complicated than Christmas, that you can answer three things. Remember any of the three? Yeah, just call it out.
Light.
That's true, but we didn't talk about that in Sunday school. So lights, and I heard another one.
Miracles.
And?
Family.
Freedom. You have a disadvantage because you weren't there. So these are great answers. These are great answers. If you had been there, you would remember. So miracles is what our topic tonight is through a few quick stories. So about 200 years ago, the Hasidic movement started in Europe, and Hasidism was about a spiritual, emotional type of Judaism, a Judaism that wasn't particularly heady or intellectual, but involved the heart and the spirit. And the followers of the early rebbes really felt very, very strongly that their rebbes were even to the point of wonder workers, of people who, you know, could do miracles if need be. So because it's Judaism, there was, of course, at least one other group that was against this group, because that's how it works. So the Misnagdim were the people who were very rational, had a very logical approach to Judaism, and they did not at all approve of this very spiritual, heart-filled, spirit-filled Judaism. They didn't really have any use for this kind of growing movement, so one thing they would do is tell little humorous stories about the miracle working of the Hasidic rebbes. And these little stories actually became so popular that even people in the Hasidic group would tell them, but they would say, well, that's not about us, that's about those crazy Hasids. So basically everybody could join in because it was always about somebody else. So just a few very short, a slice of Jewish folklore and history. A wonder-working rabbi, accompanied by his disciples, once went on a journey. Late at night, he came to a wayside inn. He knocked on the door and asked to be let in. But the innkeeper refused to get out of bed. It was a very cold night. Full of wrath, the rabbi cried, "Wicked fellow, I hereby decree that your inn shall burn down tomorrow." Frightened out of his wits, the innkeeper got out of the bed and let his rabbi and disciples in. He treated them with great hospitality and set a feast before them. Well, mollified by the innkeeper's eagerness to please, the rabbi cried, "I now decree that your house will not burn down tomorrow." And miracles and wonders. It happened exactly as the rabbi said. The rabbi's disciples themselves witnessed this miracle. They saw with their own eyes that the inn did not burn down the next day. Story two. A disciple was bragging about his miracle-working rabbi. "When my rabbi climbs on a bench, he can see with his luminous eyes to the very end of the earth." "What's the idea of your rabbi having to get on a bench if he can see that far?" he was asked. "My rabbi, I'll have you know, wants his miracles to look realistic," answered the disciple proudly. Story three. A disciple of a wonder-working rabbi once was boasting of the supernatural feats of his master. "Every night," he stated, "my rabbi transforms himself into the prophet Elijah." "How do you know that?" asked a skeptic. Why, the rabbi himself told it to me. The rabbi could have told you a lie. How dare you say such a thing about my rabbi, raged the disciple. Do you think for one moment that a man who can transform himself into the prophet Elijah every night needs to tell a lie? And our final story. Two disciples were bragging about the relative merits of their wonder-working rabbis. One said, "Once my rabbi was traveling on the road when suddenly the sky became overcast. It began to thunder, and there was lightning and a heavy rain fell, a real deluge. What does my rabbi do? He lifts up his eyes to heaven. He spreads out his hands in prayer, and immediately a miracle happens. To his right, darkness and downpour. To his left, darkness and downpour. But in the middle, a clear sky and the sun shining." "You call that a miracle?" sneered the disciple. "Let me tell you what happened to my rabbi. Once, he was riding in a wagon to a nearby village. It was on a Friday. Well, he remained longer there than he had intended, and on his way back, he found that night was falling. And of course, traditional Jews are not allowed to travel at all when Shabbat begins. So what was he to do? Well, he couldn't just stop and spend Shabbat in the middle of this field. So he lifted his eyes to heaven. He spread out his hands to the right and the left. And immediately, a miracle took place. To his right was Shabbat. To his left was Shabbat. But right in the middle, it was Friday." We may be skeptical about human beings doing supernatural things, and we should be. But at Hanukkah, we remember that there are natural miracles of life that surround us every day. We are reminded that small groups of people and even one individual can live life with Jewish values and bring greatness to the world. So may we appreciate the daily miracles of our world and foster the greatness that is within each of us. Amen.